Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jenny Cross, who's Director of Global Sustainability at Mohawk. Jenny, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. Thanks so much.
Yeah, good to be with you on this Monday morning.
After a holiday week, absolutely.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about you for a second. I think you've been in the business for 20 years. You started with Queen 20 years ago, then you went to Monsanto, and that ended up where you were calling on Mohawk, and ultimately, I guess they liked you and they hired you, and now you're with them, right?
I guess they did like me.
Well, the reason that I wanted to talk to you is you guys have some recent news. You've just published your third annual sustainability report, and you've done that to the GRI standards, which makes it a very interesting document. It's got a lot of good data in it. We'll get to that in just a second. Just to comment about the cover, just curious, there's a picture of, you can't see the gentleman, I guess he's the father in this image, and he, as a little girl dancing in a light cotton dress, and she's standing on his shoes. Is that you, what, 30 years ago or so?
You know, I'd love to say that it was, Kemp. It's not quite that dated of a photo.
It's
Let's
not.
Put it that way. It'd probably be in black and white if it were back that far.
Yeah, I think it is a dated photo, but one of the neat things that you're talking about there, we just through the imagery, you know, you've got the old shaker coffee table in the background, got a beautiful Karastan rug on the floor, and then hardwood underneath it. So it talks a little bit about the heritage of who Mohawk is, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Not only that, but, you know, the breadth of the floors that we cover and the people that we touch. So that's the intention.
Yeah. You know, when you think about Mohawk, you're a huge company, actually the largest in the world in flooring. You've got a wide range of products. You make almost every flooring category, and you have a huge geographical coverage. You're a global company now, right?
We do. Yeah, we definitely do. And that's what is always challenging about doing a report of this magnitude is we're pulling in everything, you know, from Malaysia to Russia, Mexico, the U.S., Canada, everything that we do is going to be in this report. So, yes, it's been a lot of fun for me because you do truly understand the scale of Mohawk Industries as a whole and the impact that we have. So, yeah, it's definitely it's a challenge.
Well, before we get into the details of sustainability, one neat thing, you do this report according to GRI standards, which means that you have to give a lot of employee counts, a lot of financial data. So go to page 4, got the financial highlights. It shows that Mohawk has survived through this recession, is actually back on the growth side of things, basically did about $5.6 billion in revenue last year, right?
We were definitely up, and, you know, none of that is really new news. It's what we typically report in any of our SEC filings. But
right.
It's nice to see it side by side. You know, part of sustainability is obviously the profitability. If you're not a profitable company, you're by definition not sustainable. So we definitely have all of our financial highlights in there. GRI is important to us because we want people, investors specifically, to be able to compare companies against one another and decide, you know, where they want to put their time, effort, and in some cases money. And GRI gives you a global footprint to do that. Now, as you go through there, a company like Mohawk would only report the things that are really material to their business. And that's even in a 74-page document, that's what we've done here.
Right. Well, you've won a lot of different awards. You basically, you know, you win that training award every year, and I think you keep moving up, and we're in the top 5 this year, I believe, weren't you?
We were. Mm-hmm. Very proud of that. Huge accomplishment for a manufacturing organization to be in the top 5. I think we were actually number 4.
Mm-hmm.
Big, huge kudos to our training team on the work that they've done and how it has been recognized. That was a really big deal for that group.
You know, we just finished our 20th anniversary Floor Focus magazine, and we look back at what the whole industry looked like 20 years ago, and Mohawk was, I think, number 13, and now you're number 1.
You know, it's definitely interesting, you know, coming up on that 20th anniversary for me as well, to look back and see where this industry was. I mean, as you said, I started with Queen, which is obviously now folded in with Shaw Industries. You know, I give full credit to Julian for hiring me, by the way. He'd want me to say that. But it is so different from when I started. It's so different from 10 years ago, not only the consumer but the business as a whole. And, you know, I think we will continue to adapt and evolve for the next decade or 2 decades. So it will be very interesting to see where it is when I get ready to retire, Kemp.
You know, one of the things, as we talk about sustainability, I think the flooring industry is probably ahead of a lot of different industries when we talk about watching water usage, watching energy usage, counting for recycled content. Let's get into some of the specifics that you queue up in this report, if you would. Give us some of the highlights.
Sure. You know, and I agree with you. I think we are ahead. I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for that. But I think if you step outside of our industry, they do look to flooring as being a leader in the space. And I think that's something we should all be very, very proud of. Just a couple highlights. You know, we focus our sustainability efforts around three primary buckets. We have our product side of things. We have our people side. And then we have the process. And by process, I mean our energy use and our water and our waste to landfill and those different measurements. But it's important that you have the people component and obviously the profitability that we talked about before, because it is all interconnected. And unfortunately, I think some people still think of sustainability as just being the environmental part, often called planet. But it's so much more than that, because if you fall short on anything, Kemp, if you fall short on the people side or the profitability side or the environmental side, you're not going to be long-term successful. So, you know, it's very important to have a delicate balance on all of those things. We've done tremendous things on the people side of our organization with our Healthy Mohawk programs, which are our wellness programs that we've had across the U.S. and now into Mexico. Our employees together have lost 3 tons of weight over the last year, so it's been pretty incredible to watch how that has developed and how people have taken it and run with it. But to be able to go to a local clinic and have not only a cost savings to you as an employee, but really a health and wellness program, it's been really nice to see, and we've seen a lot of movement there. You know, we've talked about the training side of things. You know, as an employee here, to be able to say, you know, at my fingertips, I've got any online training or book training that I need to be able to do my job. Not only that, but to extend my knowledge base, it's really important. And it's really important to employees to have that there. Obviously, we're big, big contributors within our communities, more than $3 million in our communities through our employees and our company contributions. And that's across the global enterprise again. And one thing that I'm really sensitive to, particularly in this region, is water use. You've experienced, as I have the last number of weeks, 104 degrees, 107 degrees. If we look at our water usage, again, with a carpet organization that uses a lot of water to dye, we have been able to reduce that by 30%, over 30% in the last 6 years. And that's 1.13 billion gallons of water that we've taken out of the process. That's a huge accomplishment for us, one that I'm particularly proud of, and one that, again, I'm very sensitive to. Those are just a couple highlights. We've done a lot of work in the waste stream management area. We've got one of our Mohawk home plants that is so close to being a zero-waste facility that, you know, I think basically we've got a couple lunch wrappers left in the break room that's about all we've got left there. We're making great strides in finding places to put our waste, send our waste, and definitely not have it wind up in a landfill.
Well, like you said, it's about a 74-page book, and it's very good reading. I mean, for one thing, it doesn't just talk about the green side of the business. It talks about the whole business strategy of the business. It's got a Q&A with Jeff Lorberbaum and Bill Kilbride, which is very interesting. So, you know, I recommend that anybody that's in this industry take a look at it. It gives your employee count, which is roughly 25,800 people. I think people should look at it. Tell people how they can find it and look at it.
Well, you know, one thing that's important to me to start is that we put out a report every year. Mm-hmm. If we don't put out a report that's a fun read, nobody's going to read it.
Yeah.
And there are some out there, trust me, that are not fun reads. But, you know, I pride our report on being something that's at least enjoyable reading. We are online with this report. I'm not going to send you a hard copy. You can download a PDF if you'd like. But everything is available at mohawksustainability.com. Mm-hmm. 2011's report is up there today, all of the data that you mentioned, all of the highlights, some nice feature stories. We also have a number of videos on there as well. When we look at our stakeholders, Kemp, again, we've got our employees that are a stakeholder. We've got our customers that are obviously very important stakeholders. We have investors. We have government organizations, non-government organizations. We want to give them everything in one place that's very easy to track through, but there are also a lot of people that don't understand what we do. So I tried this year to really give a little more of our manufacturing, you know, how we make things, mm-hmm. so that they understand a bit more of how carpet's made, how tile is made, those different things on there. So it's a little more complete representation, I think, of Mohawk Industries and what we do.
Okay, well, again, let's get people to look at it. It's at www.mohawksustainability.com. And we've been talking to Jenny Cross about their third annual sustainability report. She's Director of Global Sustainability at Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.